Today, the FBI and the State Department are denying there was any deal struck in last year's investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. In a document released by the FBI yesterday, a State Department official asks FBI officials to make one email unclassified. He was denied, but at issue is whether the FBI asked for or the State Department offered a favor in return. And while both deny that, the Trump campaign is seizing on it as proof of a cover-up. Well, will any of this sway any voters? Let's go to Arizona. The state has only voted for a Democrat for president twice since 1948, but polls show this race is a toss-up. Here now's Peter O'Dowd is in Tucson. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Robin.
And start with that. Are you hearing about the FBI emails or the WikiLeaks leaked emails on the ground there?
Well, look, Republicans here will bring it up without prompting, so you know it matters to them. But I've also met Arizona voters who are on the fence about Clinton, who worry that she's untrustworthy in part because of issues like these emails. And this news is not really going to ease their minds. But that could really matter because Clinton needs every vote that she can get here in the state.
Well, and you're telling us she's trying to get it. Yesterday, Clinton's campaign said they're spending $2 million on TV, mail, digital ads in Arizona. Do they think they can win?
Yeah, suddenly they're feeling really confident. Bernie Sanders is coming today. Chelsea Clinton and Michelle Obama are on their way later this week. So a lot of firepower coming to Arizona. Clinton's state director in the state, Seth Scott, says that they've got 180 staffers in 33 offices working to elect Democrats statewide.
33 is quite a bit for Arizona. This may be the most offices any Democratic operation has had in the state in our history. It's certainly most staffers we've had in our history.
But look, Robin, a spokesman for the state GOP says that they're just as energized as the Democrats are. They've knocked on 350,000 doors. And let's just be clear that the odds are in Trump's favor because this is Arizona, a state where Republicans outnumber Democrats by a pretty healthy clip. And 2 years ago, Republicans swept away statewide elected offices here.
Well, and you've been traveling the border for the past few days, and Donald Trump has put immigration security at the center of his campaign, promised to build the wall, create a deportation force. So is that part of the message that is helping Trump there?
Well, it's helping amongst his base. For a voter in a Republican primary, that message works very well. But Arizona is changing. It's very different, and it's all about demographics now. 6 years ago, I was here covering SB 1070. It's the Show Me Your Papers immigration law that passed in 2010. And at that point, Latinos were so angry. They promised that they were going to go to the polls and reject these types of policies. But it didn't really happen, and it didn't really come to maturity until just this year. Alejandro Gomez has been trying to get Latinos to the polls ever since SB 1070, and she told me that her group got 150,000 Latinos registered statewide this year, which was more than they did in the previous 5 years combined, and it totally blew away their expectations.
We started off with 75 as our goal, and it just kept increasing. I think I get a little bit emotional because in 2010, there was so much fear, and we didn't know what the solution was going to be.
So this could be part of their solution. In a tight race, every vote's going to count.
Yeah, but as you said, will they come out on Election Day? What's the sense?
Well, you know, 22% of eligible voters in Arizona are Latino. It's a big number, but it doesn't matter if they don't come out to vote. And that's the point that Stan Barnes has been making. He's a Trump voter. He's a former Republican state lawmaker as well. And he tells me that every year the Latinos disappoint at the ballot box and that Donald Trump, there's no way he's going to be the Latino agitator that the Democrats are counting on.
Somehow, the Latino voters don't get the memo from some of their self-appointed leaders. Either they don't vote, or when they do vote, they behave differently than expectations.
And this is fascinating, Robin. Barnes is actually more concerned about Trump losing Arizona because he loses the Mormon vote, which is a relatively small group of voters, but it's very reliably Republican. And we know that Trump has been struggling with Mormons in Utah.
Yeah. Well, we just want to ask you in the minute we have about the other famous name there, Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio, up for re-election. But he was hit yesterday with federal contempt of court charges. So how is that race shaping up?
Yeah, that charge is related to a pretty longstanding federal racial profiling case against Arpaio. His supporters say, look, the timing is so close to an election, this is very suspicious. But you have to think that if Donald Trump is vulnerable in Arizona this year, then Joe Arpaio would be too. They've campaigned together. They have similar stances on immigration. They were both out front for years on the birther issues. But look, this is Arizona at the end of the day. It has been fertile ground for Trump and Arpaio, who, by the way, has been reelected every year since 1992.
Yeah. Peter, thank you.
You're welcome.